The University of Washington has roughly 4,000 academic student employees, grad students, and PhD candidates spread across its three campuses. They're represented by the United Auto Workers Local 4121. Elizabeth Mills, who's working on her PhD and is a spokesperson for the union, says priorities for their new contract include a pay raise and an end to fees that UW charges students for things like maintaining the athletics building and improving technology on campus.
Many of our members come here and they're shocked that half of their first paycheck goes to pay for these fees that aren't waived. When they're up against rent in a city like Seattle where rent is only going up, when they're up against having to pay for groceries, and these fees often add up to, you know, a month's worth of groceries.
The union is holding a strike vote this week, which would give it the authority to call a strike if negotiations fall apart. Two-thirds of the voters need to approve this to give the bargaining committee that power. University officials will not comment on active negotiations. The contract expires on April 30th. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.